Hey, this your boy, born in the ATL. Whenever I'm on the internet and I need some inspiration for the soul, I tune into BNBS Jam, where it's always a praise jam experience for the soul. Coming up this week on Midweek Raise the Praise.
Have no idea all you have is a commodity they will never be able to buy, which is called presence. And when you have presence, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, my mother raised me to believe you can't buy class. And there are a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, they have money but have no class. But you can come in, watch this, and you've never been exposed, never traveled, amen, never been in the arena of great things. But because God has put something distinctively different on your life, people try to figure out who you are, how you got to where it is that you are, and they don't understand how you haven't compromised, you didn't do anything illegal or immoral. They don't even understand you pay less for what you got on than what they do, but you able to rock it better than them because you got a different level of presence that they don't have. When you're dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with the demon of insecurity, because please know that insecurity is a demon. Please hear me, let me say it again. Insecurity is a demon. Whether we knew it, shared it, or dealt with or not, all of our lives, at some point you had to deal with insecurity.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNBS Jams, which is always about Jesus.
Yeah. as we go through life, there will be moments when we'll need someone to pray with and for us. Whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Brothers in the Spirit stands committed to you during those times. There is no problem too big that God can't handle. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online prayer center so that you can share your prayer need. Remember, you're never alone. Often we desire to be validated by someone, social groups, careers, and personal accomplishments. But on many occasions, we've learned tangible things can be tarnished, removed, or destroyed. But there is someone we can always count on to be there when we need them. You see, He promised that He'll never leave us, nor forsake us, no matter what we'll ever have to face in life. And that person that I'm referring to is Jesus. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, starting at verse number 2, tells us to look only to Jesus, for He's the one who began our faith and who makes it perfect. He suffered death on the cross, but He accepted the shame as if it were nothing because of the joy that God put before Him. And now He is sitting at the right side of God's throne. Think about Jesus' example. He held on while wicked people were doing evil things to Him. So do not get tired and stop trying. Today, let me ask you this question. Which direction are you looking in? This has been another moment in the Word from Brothers in the Spirit Ministries. You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always about Jesus.
A little over a week ago, relative to where many people are, even on this night, I want to talk about how to deal with insecure people. How to deal with insecure people. And the text that we're going to be using as a backdrop tonight, and I'm not sure if I'm even going to be able to expound on it, I will come from Exodus 1, verses 9 through 12. To make sure I'm dealing with the right group tonight, if anybody in the room has to deal with or knows some insecure people, even now, let me see your hand. You can put that hand down. Shakespeare, some years ago, put words on the lips of Caesar in the play Julius Caesar, where he says, "Let me have men around me that are fat, that are sleek-headed, and are such as sleeps a night. Young Cassius has a lean and a hungry look, and he thinks too much. Those kind of men are dangerous." Ladies and gentlemen, Julius Caesar was an effective general, an inspiring leader, and a powerful man, but none of that could compensate for the fact that he was insecure. He wanted people around him that made him feel better about himself, even though he himself was a success. And the only way he could feel better about himself to be around people who were less than him. The problem with insecure people is that no matter how much personal success they have, it will not satisfy the appetite of their insecurity. They can keep being elevated, and the more they're elevated, the more they're insecure. Insecurity, ladies and gentlemen, is a feeling of nervousness, of uneasiness that is triggered when a person perceives themselves to be vulnerable in some way. It is the fear of your inadequacy being discovered. A person who is insecure is unsuited for the anointing. Give it to you again. A person who is insecure is unsuited for the anointing, because they will not be able to decrease when the power of God is getting ready to increase. People who are insecure are the most dangerous in religious positions of authority, because they will mask their insecurity with a title and will believe that because of their title, it gives them carte blanche to wreak havoc on every other person's life. A person, ladies and gentlemen, may become insecure, thank you, sir, because they were raised in a chaotic, volatile environment in which they are kept off balance, on guard, or on edge. Many people, ladies and gentlemen, are insecure in the face of success because they have had to use success for overcompensation. So they do well in other areas because they feel like they are inadequate for themselves. A person may become insecure because they always have felt overlooked or overshadowed to people who were close to them. So in their minds, they have built a spirit of competition, hear me, with people who are not competing with them. So they begin running a race when the other people have not heard the gun. So they begin running, begin modeling, and begin over-talking people so that their voice is always heard, their presence is always felt. Because in the environment of anybody else getting any glimmer of attention, they can't handle it. So insecure people will re-navigate every conversation so that they become the focal point. They will do whatever is necessary just so that they can be seen and thought to have the answer. Insecure people can be mistaken as being spiritual people. So a lot of times you see people who covertly act spiritual to mask their insecurity. So it is not that they are filled with the Spirit when they're jumping around, grazing their hands or hollering. It is because they have a deep-seated need to be seen. So if spirituality gives them the opportunity and the avenue to be seen, and when it is that they begin to shout, we play into their insecurity by putting a circle around them, rubbing their shoulder, fanning them, giving them water, asking them, is anything all right? Because always they'll say, nothing's wrong, I'm okay, and they'll blank out because they have no answer as to what is their insecurity. The Bible, ladies and gentlemen, is full of examples of insecure people. In the book of Genesis, Cain was insecure about his brother Abel, and because he could not handle his insecurity, he killed him. A lot of people who cannot handle your gift because they cannot handle their gift, they will find a way to try to kill off your potential. So that they will try to sabotage or undermine your ideas, your plan, or even your thoughts because they feel like they can kill you. And they don't understand how your anointing is connected to resilience. That even after they kill off that idea, watch what God will do. When that idea is killed, God will give you another one. And that idea then will surpass the idea that they killed. I can't hear anybody in the room. In the book of 1 Samuel, Saul was insecure about his own son-in-law, David, so he tried to kill him. In the book of Esther, Haman, the advisor of the king, was insecure about Mordecai, who he tried to kill, but it was turned around. Judas was insecure, and watch this, he had all the money. Which suggests, ladies and gentlemen, please don't think because people are wealthy that they are not insecure. It is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, who people believe because they have money, they should be past you. And they do not understand when they have a degree, when they have income, when they have a secure economy, how you come in not with a degree, not with their income, but you dress better than them. Y'all not talking back to me. You have a greater sense of yourself. You walk in the room and they're trying to figure out who you are, what you represent, how it is that you got there, and they have no idea. All you have is a commodity they will never be able to buy, which is called presence.
And when you have presence, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, my mother raised me to believe you can buy class. And there are a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, they have money but have no class. But you can come in, watch this, and you've never been exposed, never traveled, amen, never been in the arena of great things, but because God has put something distinctively different on your life, people try to figure out who you are, how you got to where it is that you are, and they don't understand how you haven't compromised, you didn't do anything illegal or immoral. They don't even understand you pay less for what you got on than what they do, but you able to rock it better than them because you got a different level of presence that they don't have. When you're dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with the demon of insecurity, because please know that insecurity is a demon. Please hear me. Let me say it again. Insecurity is a demon. Whether we knew it, shared it, or dealt with or not, all of our lives, at some point you had to deal with insecurity. Whether you ever talked about it, whether you ever laid it on the altar, at some moment in your life, at some point in your relationship, in some moment in your spiritual walk, you had to deal with insecurity. Where the devil becomes unnerved, angry, and thrown off is when you are delivered from it. You are delivered from insecurity. Watch this. When in your mind, you are no longer entertaining what other people have, what other people are doing, what other people are wearing, because you have found a way to be self-sufficient. So it no longer matters to you what other people are doing, because you understand you have your own call to fulfill and your own mission that you've got to pursue. Many of you, ladies and gentlemen, don't even understand that the attack that you are under is because the enemy is trying to throw you out of your security. When you get to a place where you are, hear me, secure in your flaws. Y'all don't like this. You are secure in your flaws. It does not mean I don't want to change. It just means I'm comfortable in the skin that I'm in, and that there are some things that I cannot do. And because I realize what I cannot do, you handle that, and let me walk in my gift and in my anointing, and I'll be able to do what it is that I have. There is no happier person on the planet than a person who is secure with themselves. And understand, look, I done put on a little weight. My hair ain't where it is. I'm not living at the place where I should. But guess what? I'm happy. And when you get to that place where you are happy, the enemy doesn't know how to deal with you, because you should be insecure. You don't have the money that you used to have. You're not able to buy the stuff that you used to be able to get. It used to be easy for you to deal with some things, and now it's a struggle for you. But you walk in the joint like you own the place, and folk don't understand, with all of the things that are missing, how you're able to walk with your head up high, because there is no insecurity. Look at your neighbor, tell him, I'm just glad to be who I am. Whatever blessings you got, that's good for you. But where I am, if nobody else celebrates it, I will celebrate for myself, because I am secure in what it is that I have. You must caution yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You have to caution yourself when you are anointed. One of the demonic, diabolical plots of the enemy is when you are secure, one of the ways he will attack you is to attach you to a mate that's insecure. Y'all don't like this. Here it is. You got to be careful. When I know myself, I know what I have to offer. I know what I bring to the table. I know what my gifting is. My problem is I done let this undercover demon into my life who's making me second guess who I am, making me reevaluate my call. And you got to remember, if I was that jacked up, why'd you want me in the first place? There must have been something. Watch this. That had a solid foundation. You got to caution yourself from an insecure mate. You have to, in fact, be on high alert. Watch this. For an insecure supervisor. Y'all don't like this tonight. This is the last one. We might as well go for broke. You got to be on alert. Watch this for an insecure supervisor. An insecure supervisor releases and exposes the fact that on you is the anointing for elevation. Watch this. You ought, in fact, not be worried if it's people beneath you who don't like you. But when it is people who are above you that have a problem, that means somewhere in their twisted discernment, they sense you getting ready to be upgraded. So if they can try to break your spirit at the place where you're in, you'll never arise to where you're going. But you ought to thank God for every person in authority that tried to put their foot on your neck, because they don't know the tables are getting ready to turn, because he'll make your enemies your foot. Y'all are good class tonight. All right. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen, of insecure mates. Be careful, watch this, of insecure supervisors. Hear me, last one, and then we get ready to turn the corner. Be careful of insecure saints. Oh, y'all, be careful of insecure saints whose insecurity will come under the guise of a false prophetic gift. Y'all don't like this here, who try to speak things to you, watch this, that they claim is from God, but it is only out of the voice of their own insecurity, trying to challenge you and chastise, not based off of what God said, but what they heard in their own mind. You got to learn how to bind saints who are out of order. Y'all not talking back to me. You got to bind saints who are out of order, trying to cripple your spirit, throw off your joy, because I need to know how you that in tune to what I'm doing in church. How you watching me and getting your word? Get your eyes off of what I'm doing and figure out what God has for you. When you're dealing with the spirit of insecurity, when you're dealing with the spirit of insecurity, please hear me. Initially, it comes off innocent. All right. In the spirit of insecurity, initially it comes off innocent and harmless. Insecure people begin by being friendly. God help me. And many times, watch this, insecure people will try to get close to you just to try to discover how it is that you have what you have. But then when they get close and realize there are no strings attached, all you have is favor, then they begin acting a different kind of way, and you're trying to figure out, are you really my friend or my enemy? Because you smile, but you talk about me, y'all. You always want to be in my space, but you got an attitude when we go out to dinner. I need to know why you upset, because I get the attention. Be careful of insecurity in friendships. What? Be seated, please. An insecure person aim, ladies and gentlemen, is to throw you off your focus. They are upset, watch this, because you are doing what they know they'll never do. Oh, my God. So it is not as if they want to take your place because they know they can't do it. But because they can't do it, they don't want you doing it. I can't hear nobody in the room. But you've got to safeguard and understand, if the people around me are not helping me build my gift, develop my vision, move into my lane, these are not people sent from God. These are people who have the demon of insecurity, and they have got to be bound. Insecure people do not have dreams. Y'all just missed that. I said insecure people do not have dreams. They just have thoughts. And most of their thoughts are about other people. So when you hear them talk, all of their conversation is about what they heard. But none of their conversation is about what they see. So you've got to shift the dynamic of your relationships. If the people around you only talk about other people, they are insecure people. But when you've got a secure person, they are not talking about people. They're talking about ideas. dreams and goals and accomplishments and their children because they got a greater capacity than where they are. All right. Let's deal with Exodus chapter 1. In Exodus chapter 1, we find out about Pharaoh, ladies and gentlemen. And Pharaoh is what we would call a king of Egypt. And what is unnerving about Pharaoh is that Pharaoh, while it is he is the leader of all of Egypt, operates in acute insecurity. Exodus 1 tells us, watch this, that there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. This is very critical, ladies and gentlemen, because Joseph had saved Egypt from the season of famine. He had dreamed that there would be 7 years of harvest, 7 years of famine. Joseph had devised what I want to call Joseph's plan, which called for a savings account, which called for investing. And now here comes Pharaoh, ladies and gentlemen, who's trying to act like he has never heard of Joe when Joe just died in the previous chapter. There are a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, their insecurity shows up when they try to act like they don't know who you are. God, I can't hear nobody. They know exactly who you are. They know what it is you've done, what you've represented, but they try to act like they've never met you before. Hallelujah. Pharaoh is, in fact, an insecure being, acting as if he does not know Joseph or anything to do with him, and so he goes on trying to write a new chapter. The Bible says in Exodus 1 that this Pharaoh began to feel threatened by the people of Israel. Now, notice this. The people of Israel have no weapons. They have no money. They have no real estate. They have no investments. They are lowly slaves. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, Egypt is the strongest place on the planet. Now, if you are independent with militaristic strength, with economic wherewithal, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, with allies in 27 surrounding nations, why would you be threatened by slaves who don't have anything? His fear, ladies and gentlemen, is that they would multiply, that they will multiply and become mightier than what Pharaoh was. Insecure people, ladies and gentlemen, are not so much concerned with your present. Their problem is with your potential, what they think you are getting ready to become in years down the road. Insecure people, they will not acknowledge it, but they are gifted. Insecure people are gifted sometimes better than your friends are, because insecure people, without ever articulating it, recognize your greatness without ever giving you credit. They feel like, God help me, you are getting ready to multiply, so they want to keep you down at a level where they can control and manipulate you, because they're scared when you meet new people, it is going to carry you away from their small-minded thinking. So every time you bring a friend around, who that? God help me, they're trying to figure out, it's something about them, I don't like them. You don't even know them, but because they're trying to regulate your circle, trying to maintain who it is that you're talking to, have an attitude if you're on the phone with somebody else, that is a Jezebel spirit of manipulation that is dealing with the spirit and the demon of insecurity. He says, I am afraid they are going to multiply and become mightier than we. Let us deal shrewdly with them, wisely with them, before they multiply and begin killing them off. So what does Pharaoh do? He increases their amount of labor. I'm in verse number 11, Exodus chapter 1. He increases their number of labor, their amount of labor, thinking, watch this, that hard work would break their spirit. He doesn't even understand that when God is on your life, when the spirit of favor rests on you, even when you work harder, watch this, you are dead dog tired, but somehow or another God gives you the spirit of resilience. There are some of y'all, after the kind of week week you had and it's just Tuesday, you should be in bed right now before 9 o'clock. But there is something about God that says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. I want to say this for 19 of you, that the evidence of favor is not anything material. It is not anything tangible. It's not anything commercial. The evidence of favor, watch this, is rest with no sleep. Y'all just missed that. I said the favor of God is evidence when you haven't had good night's sleep, but you still feel like you done had them 8 hours. God will give you the capacity to function even when you should be in the fetal position. So what, ladies and gentlemen, do modern day pharaohs look like? Modern day pharaohs look like husbands. They look like wives. They look like supervisors. They look like co-workers. Hear me, sometimes they look like parents. They look like in-laws. If I can go a step further, sometimes Pharaoh is a pastor, is a spiritual leader, is, watch this, a minister of music, is a steward, is a person in the security ministry, is hospitality, is an ambassador. Anybody who is able to tell people what to do has got to safeguard and be prayed up that the spirit of insecurity does not rise up in you. You got to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't get to a place where you believe you are in charge and God has got to break you in order for you to realize what he's getting ready to do. In this nativity season, ladies and gentlemen, we remember when Jesus was born, King Herod heard that he was born from the wise men who were lost on their GPS system. And he says to the wise men, when you find him, tell me where he is. And then releases the edict, kill all of the firstborn sons. The critical question we've got to ask is, why would Herod be insecure about a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes whose parents have no health insurance, who are now a part of the growing homeless community, who are teenage parents who never graduated from college? Why would he be threatened by them? He realized if this child ever grows, ever matures, ever develops, ever gets transformed, ever gets empowered, that they will change their community, their nation, and their people. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, the system in America is aimed at killing our children, because they know if these little black babies ever grow up and realize how much it is that the system cheated them and begin to change and eradicate the system, they know America's going to be flipped upside down. Black babies are the only babies, watch this, that are 100% educated by their oppressors. Every other ethnicity, y'all don't like this in here, every other ethnicity raises their children with an understanding of their heritage, their legacy, their culture, and even their pedigree. Only our children say, I ain't from Africa, I'm from East Baltimore. With no understanding of where they came from, the bridges that they had to come across, because we are raising our children with insecurity. No other ethnicity in the world boasts of being half of another ethnicity. Only black people, well, you know my grandmother was Indian. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Only Negroes walking around with Chinese tattoos on your neck, and you don't even know what it stands for because you're dealing with your own insecurity. And so insecurity, watch this, sets you up for sabotage. Sabotage, ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes when you look at sabotage, it is in the tense of a verb. Sometimes it is a noun. So in other words, people can sabotage you with their words. Satan, watch this, sabotaged Adam and Eve, watch this, in the garden with his words. You won't die if you eat from this tree. You'll be like God. He planted a seed of sabotage. So sabotage, watch this, plants into our own insecurities. Why do you want to lose all that weight anyway? You look fine to me. Why you getting up walking in the park? Y'all not talking back to me. Why you always going to get your hair done? Why you always reading? Why you always going up to that church? I can't believe you following that pastor. Can you please tell me why you still in that ministry trying to plant seeds? seeds of sabotage. Whenever you are aware that some insecure person is sabotaging your life, something has to change. Any relationship that you have in your future, watch this, any relationship that you have which God has for your future begins in Egypt. All right? Let me give it to you again. The relationship God has for your future begins in bondage. So it is at your weakest moment that God gives you a glimpse of greater strength. It is not, watch this, until you are weak and bound that you begin to imagine what you want when you get free. Oh my God. It is not until somebody treated you cruddy that you then begin to formulate, this is how I want a man to treat me. This is how I want a woman to respond to me.
Did you know that gospel music is good for the soul? It can reach way down on the inside and cause your spirit to be revived. Songs like Harvest Time by the City of Refuge Sanctuary Choir. And how about So Many Times by the electrifying Dorinda Clark Cole from her album Live from Houston? And what about I Gave It Up by the man himself, Jay Moss, from his brand new album entitled Just James? You can download these and other of your favorite gospel artists. Just visit brothersinthespirit.com and click on the link online store. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Well, hello, and praise the Lord. I'm Mother Weaver. If you enjoy giving God the praise, you don't want to miss Raise the Praise on BNDS Jam, where it's always a jam experience for the Lord. And with that radio host, Brother Flex, hallelujah, I tell you, I can't wait. So I see you there this Thursday evening from 7 to 8:30 Central Standard Time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Meet me there this Thursday. Praise, raise the praise. BNDS Jams. Hallelujah. All right.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always about Jesus.
Hey, this your boy Flex. When I'm on the internet and I'm looking for some good gospel music, I tune in to BNDS Jams, where it's always a praise jam experience for the Lord.
We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
You created to play.
Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers and Spirits' goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that he has already predestined for his glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers and Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers and Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers and Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world.